This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome the live audience here at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. We'd love for you to like us on Facebook as well. You can go to facebook.com/Food for Thought with Carol. And welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought.
Absolutely. Yes. More that we will learn moment by moment.
Yes. We just are, like, learning. Our brains are getting so big. I love that, swishing the olive
oil.
Yes,
swirling the olive oil. We have learned how to, the appropriate ways to taste olive oil, to really be able to sense those differences and taste those differences, to warm it up and do the swirling. And the just a quick way to warm that up so that you're getting a good flavor from your olive oil.
And they're... does exist a certified olive oil judge.
Absolutely. Who knew?
Love it.
There has to be a certified judge for every food group you would imagine.
I would think.
I mean, there has to be, as you mentioned, honey. It's got to be somebody for milk other than just the inspectors.
I mean, when Bert Bingle was here the other day, and he said certified beer judge. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he said it took him a couple years to get prepared for that.
He said it was the most difficult exam he had undergone.
Ever done.
Yes.
Amazing.
All kinds of areas of expertise for folks.
Yes, yes. We're learning so many things. So Valentine's Day is coming up Saturday.
It is.
Did you make any plans yet, or you're still
not sure? No, we're still kind of kicking things around. Yeah, exploring all our options. And it's funny because a couple weeks going toward Valentine's Day, I have these grandiose ideas of things that I'm going to do for everyone. And I am worse than probably most men out there that I just... don't plan, and I don't put things into motion. I daydream about it and don't end up actually doing anything, so I scramble around like the rest of folks at the last minute. And how about for you?
Yes, well, I'm planning the day, so we're going to be quite busy for the day. We're going to start pretty early in the morning, and in case he's listening, I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. We'll I guess hear about it afterward.
You'll hear about it next week.
Your excursions.
There you go. So, yes. But it will be fun.
Absolutely. And so coming up in this second hour, we will be hearing from Donna's Delights from Delaware, correct? And I'll also be hearing from George with some family secret recipes and tips.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that.
Yes. And you know, next we are, I believe we're going to go right into Donna.
Okay.
Donna and her husband, Ted, I met them in Grand Cayman, and she is a huge foodie. She loves to watch TV and watch the Food Network and cook. And she was just a blast to talk to. She loves to go out to eat and just, you know, examine the food and talk to the chefs. And she's just a wealth of information. I loved talking to her, and I knew she'd be a great fit for us for Food for Thought. So I'd like to welcome back again to it for another segment, Donna from Delaware. Donna's Delights from Delaware. Take it away, Donna.
You're listening to
Donna's Delights.
Hi, this is Donna Earl Johnson, and I believe life is for living and food is for giving. On Donna's Delights, we take it from the fork to the cork. I'll be sharing my recipes, stories, and philosophies. So I hope you bring your appetite, because we're about to do this. King!
The recipe for the week.
Collard greens. I'm about to take y'all to school. School 101. We're talking collard greens. S-C-H-O-O-L. You got to go to school and bring that bell. For there's an art and a science to making some good banging collard greens, y'all. Yes, I said collard greens. But if you go into the store, please pronounce it right. It is collard greens. You'll need 2 pounds of collard greens, You'll need 2 smoked turkey butts. Yes, I use turkey butts. Like any butt I know, including mine, got some fat on it. So I go for the biggest, the fattest turkey butts I know, like Venus and Serena style when it comes down to my pot of greens. Don't serve me no greens that don't got no meat in it. King, you'll need 1/2 cup of onions chopped, 2 cloves of garlic chopped. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of chopped red pepper, depending on how hot you like it. But some people, and all people that I know, always put hot sauce on their greens after they come to the table. So you should be good with 1/2 teaspoon. You'll need 1 tablespoon of sugar. You'll need 1 tablespoon of accent. Yes, MSG, aka more soul. Good. You'll need 3 tablespoons of pink Himalayan sea salt. Now, I found this pink Himalayan sea salt in Home Goods, and I've been hooked on it ever since. But if you do not have pink Himalayan sea salt, it's okay to go ahead and use regular table salt. You'll need 2 32-ounce cartons of chicken broth and 1/4 cup of vinegar. 6-quart-size or larger crock pot. Yes, me and my crock pot are like sisters. It's my go-to girl. Now, I told y'all that there is an art and a science to making good collard greens. Now, didn't I? Well, collard greens 101, first and foremost, you must wash them greens well. Don't nobody want a dirty plate of collard greens. That'd be like eating a bowl full of sand. Now, what you're going to do when you wash those greens, you're going to take that sink and you're going to rinse your sink out. I normally use a little bleach and water. And after I use the bleach and the water, what I'll do is I'll rinse my sink out well, and then I'll put the stopper in. After I put the stopper in, I'll place some cold water and put my greens in that cold water. And I shake so that all that sand and debris on my greens falls to the bottom of my sink. Once that's done, I take my greens out and I rinse my sink out, and then I fill my sink up with hot tap water. Once I fill my sink up with hot tap water, what I do is place my greens deep down in that hot water. I let it sit for about maybe 1 or 2 minutes. After that, I'll take my greens out, I'll drain the water, and I'll put cold water. Put my greens back in the sink. Then I chop, chop, chop. Ginsu style, I start chopping and dicing big and small pieces. So when those greens cook up good, I'll have some good sized pieces in my pot. Once I take my greens out, I put in my turkey meat. You put your turkey meat in the crock pot along with your onions, your salt, pepper, sugar, and all your seasonings. You're going to place in your crock pot. Then you're going to place your greens into the crock pot, and then you're going to pour your chicken broth all over that. You're going to turn on your crock pot to medium high. And I cook my greens all night long, all night. Yes, like Lionel Richie, I cook my greens all night long. If you do not have all night, at least let your greens cook for at least 10 hours until those greens are good and tender and that meat falls off that bone. After that, I will put in my 1/4 cup of vinegar, and there's my greens. College Greens 101. Didn't I take y'all to school? King!
Food for healing.
Food for healing. Cayenne pepper. Yes, it's getting hot in here. Hot, hot, hot. Cayenne pepper, it will speed up your metabolism, and I find it very helpful for me to get rid of that jello and turn me into J-Lo. So every morning I use a shot that gets me hot. Hot, y'all. So this is what you'll need. It's 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 2 tablespoons of organic honey, which I purchased at the local farmer's market, 2 tablespoons of organic apple cider vinegar, and you'll place 1/4 cup of water. Mix it up, girls. Mix it up real good, and I douse it. It gives me energy to get my workout on. It gives me a boost of energy. Mucho caliente.
You're listening to
Donna's Delights.
I can make that at home. I can make that at home.
I went to the farmer's market and I seen this little Mexican restaurant that was serving taco salad. Now, since I'm in the farmer's market, I know that I can purchase everything I need for my own taco salad. So all I wanted to purchase was the taco shell. I went up to the counter and I asked them, how much did it cost for the taco shell? And she had the nerve to tell me that it was $3 a bowl. I was like, not. So I went to the BJ's and I purchased me some tortillas, burrito size, whole wheat that was more better for you anyway. They was like $4 and some change for 10 tortillas. After I purchased that, I took those tortillas and I sprayed them with some Pam. Once I turned the muffin tin upside downward, I sprayed that as well. I placed that over top and then I put it in an oven for 400 degrees and let it bake real crispy. I let that cool. After I did that, I used my vine-ripened tomatoes, some romaine lettuce I chopped up. I got me green onions, some fresh cilantro, fresh jalapenos. And I put me on some ground turkey meat, seasoned that with some olive oil and some taco seasoning. I browned that all up in my pan, grated me some cheese, some cheddar cheese that is, and I had my own taco salad. Well, that's all the time I have for now, so join me next week on Donna's Delights. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving.
Go, Donna. Wow.
Amazing.
Imagine having that energy in a bottle.
I don't.
I would love to and just go gluck, gluck, gluck.
I know. Well, what makes that so fun to listen to is it's entertaining as well. Her little quips and her, you know, she's colorful in what she's talking about, but you can hear the passion for the dishes that she's putting together as well.
Yeah, she has such passion. It's infectious.
It is.
Well, I think we're going to take a short break right now. Let's take a short break. And then when we come back, we're going to be in studio with George Lawrence with Family Secret Recipes and Tips. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. And we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can give us a call at any time at 866-823-1077. I still have that delicious olive oil taste in my mouth.
Yes. Yes. It kind of stays with you, but in a healthy way.
Yes. Yes. For sure. And, you know, coming up tomorrow on Food for Thought, we will be talking with Michael Stern. Michael Stern is an author of many road trip books. Him and his wife Jane and Michael Stern, they run roadfood.com, and they basically drive across the country and they visit diners and restaurants and they critique them in a good way. And talk about them and write books, and they're having the time of their life, and I'm very anxious to talk to Michael tomorrow, so that'll be very interesting. That'll be the second hour of Food for Thought, so tune in for that. And joining us now is George Lawrence, who has years of experience in the restaurant business. He ran Belmont Hall for well over 30 years and has been my mentor with the Red Arrow. He was not only a business owner, but he's a super cook and prepares fantastic recipes his family has loved for many years. Dad, what do you have for us today?
First of all, good afternoon, Carol.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
On this wonderful sunny day.
Yes.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
You know, when we were first down here, the sun was like,
blinding
us.
It is. And that's the way I felt yesterday at 4 o'clock. I said, I'm going to do the snowblower outside. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, the sun was beaming at 4 o'clock afternoon. I actually had a good time.
It wasn't snow blowing.
It wasn't cold. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a little pride. Yeah. Take off those final inches, you know, because I had plowed the night before, and we accumulated another 2-3 inches.
Unbelievable. Yes. We're getting more, right?
Well, I think it's been reduced quite a bit.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be quite as much as they had originally predicted, but a little bit of a dusting, I believe.
So it should be nothing for us then.
No. It looks like insignificant.
Good.
But something.
But wait a minute. Aren't they
saying? I'm not a weatherman.
Aren't they saying Sunday into Monday again?
Sunday, Monday, I guess. Yeah. Sunday, Monday.
But after what we've experienced in the last couple of days, it's not even going to be noticeable.
I know.
We'll be like, oh, yeah, there's a few flakes.
Good.
You know, again, we all know this, but talking about the weather, I had to go to Sam's in Hudson this morning. Mm-hmm. They have so much snow there. You know, it's not far away. They have more. It's I had to be reorientated to find the door to get into Sam's.
Right.
Because, I mean it.
Yeah, because of all the snowbanks.
The snowbanks. Right? You can't see your outer limits. Mm-hmm. You can't see the lines.
Yes.
There's still snow and snow. I said, I don't believe this. I did. I took a little loop. Oh, there's the front door.
Yeah.
That's how much snow.
It's crazy.
I mean, we know that, but I got experience this morning with that.
You know, I talked to Mom down in Florida, and she's laughing.
Oh, yeah. They all are.
This is the week where you don't talk to any relatives. Because my dad and his wife live in Florida as well. Just don't talk to them this week. Don't want to hear it.
You know what they were posting on Facebook? I think I saw it yesterday. It was like a picture of the state of Florida, and mm-hmm. it said on it, We Hate Florida Day.
and to make matters, I don't know, better or worse, I keep sending to the people I know in Florida the weather app. On every other web, you can share it, and it'll say, like, 9.
Yes. Snow, without
snow,
a negative?
Snow, snow. Yeah. And anybody's going, oh, good. This is well worth it down here, right?
That's right. Make them feel. That would be the nicer thing. I'm
I do it.
Envy.
I send them to Billy. I send them to Mom. I send him all
How
over.
How is Billy doing?
No, Billy is recuperating, but he's starting to get his voice back.
Good.
That's just a friend of mine in Florida that Carol knows, Billy Giaffinoli. So, but he's in the rehab.
Okay.
He's paralyzed one side. So, bang, just like that, 65, I guess it was. Well, anyways, things are getting better.
Good.
We got to look forward. We got to be positive about
it. That's right.
I have just a few things today. I have the perfect scrambled eggs.
Ooh.
For this perfect scrambled eggs, you'll need 8 large eggs plus 3 large yolks. They always add the yolks. Gives it that center. You know, that good stuff. 1/4 cup of half and half. 3/8 of a teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter. Chilled. Beat the egg and yolks, half and half, salt and pepper together. Heat butter in a 10-inch nonstick skillet over medium heat until foaming subsides. Add mixture, and using a rubber spatula, scrape along the bottom and the sides of the skillet until the eggs begin to clump. 1.5 to 2 minutes. Reduce heat to low and fold your eggs. Don't stir them until clumped and just slightly wet. 30 to 60 seconds. Please serve now.
That would be the important part, but they sound very rich. That sounds
they
very...
They are. And I really haven't tried this. I've seen this recipe, and I didn't try it. Because in my house, they don't eat that. They all eat crepes. I can't even sell an egg, but I want to try this recipe.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It sounds good.
Now, for some of us that are thinking healthy, I guess what you could do with that, you could go half... Like, how many eggs did you say? 8 eggs?
Well, this is 8. Doesn't give how many people.
You could go 4 eggs and 4 egg whites.
Yeah, I guess you could break it down.
Because there's been a few recipes that I see that they do that. They go half, the eggs and then the egg whites. And then instead of the half and half, or the was it cream, light cream?
Half and half.
Half and half. You could use, you know what I've been using in my coffee in the morning? I use fat-free light cream.
Okay. Yep.
And it's just as good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
So I could exchange it for that. So I'm just trying to think.
What do you exchange for butter?
Pan.
What about olive oil?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I never
tried some of the butter.
Olive oil. It doesn't have a high point. But I guess you could do it. Burning. You know? You can just put a dab of butter with it. And that mixes it just right. I guess you could do that.
Now, you know what? I have a question, Dad. What is the difference, you know, when people... And I really don't know the answer to this. I'm hoping that you do. I'm sure you do. What is the difference between unsalted butter and salted butter?
I was going to ask that as well, because I have several recipes that will specify unsalted butter. Why?
I think they're just thinking of health. It doesn't matter the way it cooks.
I don't think in that recipe they're thinking for health.
I really, not in this one.
No.
It doesn't it says unsalted. I guess they're thinking health. I really don't know, but let's face it. The butter sells better at Market Basket than the unsalted. I think it's just health reasons. You know why? I never tried it. I will not go for the unsalted butter.
I know. I never really do either one that calls for it.
We have a recipe that calls for the unsalted butter, and it's one that my husband makes with meat and mushrooms, and he does buy the unsalted butter. Yeah. And he's one that loves salt, so it's not because he is afraid of the extra salt. He certainly not. But it always, so I don't know if maybe the salt would add too much or overpower something. I don't know.
They're trying to keep it balanced. I don't think the salt and the, it's a good question, and I'll get an answer.
There we go.
You know, something, a little bit of research.
So tune in next week.
Tune in next week. We'll have the unsalted.
That would be great.
Butter question.
Then while we're on eggs, I have the perfect poached egg.
Ooh, I love poached eggs. Do you like poached eggs?
You know, I don't know that I've had them in many years.
You know, if you're on a diet, there's nothing like having that, a good poached egg. You feel cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something goes down. It's really good for you.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I don't do it. I don't do it that often. But use a skillet, and they're asking for a shallow-sided skillet. Non-stick eliminates the risk of sticking. Allows easier access than deep-potted sliding eggs into, meaning deep-potted. Shallow is better because when you put the egg in, it doesn't have to reach and plop the bottom. I remember that, and they'd break.
Right.
And retrieving them from the water, but holds enough water to keep the eggs submerged. Then you're going to add salt, vinegar. Salt seasons the eggs, and vinegar, white distilled white wine, rice, or cider all work. Helps the egg whites proteins set quickly, reducing the risk of fraying. They all spread.
So that's what the vinegar does.
That's what it does.
Hmm. I was going to ask you why the vinegar.
It's a good trick. Crack the eggs into a teacup, portioning eggs into teacups, two per cup. Allows you to add as many as eight eggs to a skillet simultaneously, so they cook at the same rate, and that's smart too.
So you, when you put them together in the teacup,
they will separate. Yeah, well, no, they won't fray and they won't intertwine. They'll all be on their own because the cider took care of that.
Hmm.
Not the cider, the vinegar.
Vinegar.
Poach off heat. Since bubbles cause eggs to jostle and whites to fray, bring water to a roiling boil, add the eggs, cover the skillets to trap the heat, and poach them gently off heat.
Oh.
That's what you do. Make ahead. Look at this one. I've never tried that. I don't think many people out there ever did. Make ahead poached eggs. No, really? Drop the poached eggs into iced water and refrigerate for up to 3 days. When you're ready, reheat. Bring 3 inches of water to a simmer in a large saucepan. Remove pan from the heat. Add the eggs and let it stand for 1 minute. You have the perfect poached eggs that you did 3 days ago. Oh, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's surprising and would be great if that works, because to be able to make eggs up ahead of time
is
ideal, because most people are rushing around in the morning.
But this way, at least you can make 6 or 7 at the same time.
Absolutely.
Using your ingredients that we have here. Oh, I thought that was... That is pretty interesting. Do we use it at home? I don't know. We should. Like I say, little tips, little things to try.
That's right. How about if we take a short break? And when we come back, I believe, Dad, you have a recipe for us?
Yeah, if you want to go right to the recipe, that's fine.
Yeah, let's do that. Stay tuned, and we will be right back with Food for Thought and with George Lawrence in the house with us. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol, and I'm Jeannie Lester. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region. And joining us now is George Lawrence, and I believe you have another great recipe to share with us.
Yep, we have a good recipe. I've done this one numerous times, and it's called pasta a la vodka. I really like this one. You start with... this is the adjustment that you have to make. 1/2 to 3 cups of vodka.
That's quite a range there.
It's up to you.
Do you remember what Rocco said? We can have vodka. Or I can have vodka.
Right.
I mean,
so
as far as the...
I would say a cup, you know.
That is a lot.
That's a big range, though, from 1/2 cup to 3 cups.
I agree. Well, it's all, you know, hey, this is vodka. You know, yes. People okay. are. You know, they do. Actually think they can get it high, but it's all evaporates anyways.
Yes, so when it's you're flavor. Cooking with it. So it's the flavor.
I might cheat a
for.
Cup and a half. Or a cup seems like a lot of vodka.
It does. Right?
I mean, how many shots in a cup? You know? Really?
I'd say, what, three?
There's eight. Well, three doubles.
You think that much?
Well, yeah, one shot, it's an ounce.
Yeah, that's true.
Two shots, Manhattan's get three.
Right.
So, I don't know, whatever. Half to three cups of vodka in a pan, add chopped onions, and saute them in that.
In the vodka.
In the vodka, with a little bit of butter.
And does it reduce, I wonder?
Yeah, it will reduce. You okay. do a little butter, keeps it going. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you say a recipe, you just incorporate your own little things.
Right.
I would do a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, which I call EVOO, with a little bit of butter. And it keeps it all in the right scale.
Dad, it has to be Celeste Oliva olive oil.
That's right.
Celeste. Oh, Celeste okay. I saw Oliva. That bottle on the way in.
Show Dad that bottle.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, it's right here, Dad.
Yeah, I just seen it. I think it was out
oh
there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is the olive oil that you good. Need to get.
Good. Good. And then saute half of a large can of tomato puree.
So add that to it
yep,
after
yep.
you saute the onions exactly. in the vodka and a little bit
then
of
then you're going to add
oil.
Some salt, your preference, cracked pepper, 1 cup of heavy cream is what makes it.
You're right.
That's what makes your it. Otherwise, vodka. It doesn't bring it back together because you have something in a pan that's very thin.
Right.
Stir, add some red pepper flakes, and I personally like to add sauce on top of the pasta when I serve it. Top it with Parmesan cheese, and that's it. Recipe from the GHL kitchen.
Wow.
The GHL kitchen now.
Yeah. Oh, I like change it. I go to I go to the Kennedy or Connemara Farms or whatever, but I'm a little bit this one. Yeah, that's a good recipe. I've tried it before.
That's easy, too.
You know, it's,
exactly.
It's
I like
easy.
That.
Not an overwhelming number of ingredients.
No, right.
Not
simple.
An overly complicated process exactly. to put it together.
Exactly.
And so what do people like the best about that when you serve that?
Well, you do taste something different. You're hard to put it on vodka, but you do. You mm-hmm. do taste the vodka. So, you know, like wine, mm-hmm. it leaves something behind, mm-hmm. you know, when you cook it down. The yeah. alcohol really goes away. You're not mm-hmm. going to feel no buzz from it.
Right.
But you've got an ingredient that's different.
And then does the, because it's a creamy sauce, correct?
Everybody
and
likes that.
Yeah, it's the tomato, but then you've got the cream in it as well, right?
Right.
You know, I am... You know, Sharla came today from Celeste Oliva, and she left us with this pasta, this fresh, mm-hmm. beautiful, delicious, natural, no cholesterol pasta. And that's what we're going to have for dinner tonight. And I think I'm going to make that recipe Ooh. That you just said, mm-hmm. Dad. But I'm going to try it with my fat-free cream.
Yeah, I'm going to work fine. I mean, is it thinner?
It may be a thinner sauce.
It. You know, it really isn't
I don't think it is.
Thinner. It okay. You know, yeah. I've
it's
I
the richness of the way it flows over the pasta that
right.
makes it
now
delectable.
It's tomato puree that you use?
Yep.
It's puree.
Yep.
So
yep.
no chunk tomatoes. It's
no,
all,
it's puree. You don't want that. Some people put chunk in it. Really can't, but I don't. I like it the way it says.
Right. Smooth.
And it's half of a large can because you don't want too much red.
Right.
That's the trick to it. The first time I had done it, I put too much red in it.
Okay.
And it wasn't the same reaction. This is great.
Yeah, that sounds very, very good.
And let's just go to a dessert. Where is my dessert?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. So, you know, lots of places, you know, I've been reading, you know, all the places are in all kinds of, you know, media and all that. All make your reservations and such. And, you know, some people that don't, that can't go out to dinner or whatever mm-hmm. are staying home and they're cooking dinner and stuff. So, do you have some Valentine recipe? Like that olive vodka sauce with some fresh pasta is a great meal to make your Valentine.
Absolutely.
It is. That's exactly what I had in mind.
Yes, with some nice garlic bread with it and, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes that's maybe even a more romantic option.
Maybe garlic bread isn't very good for a romantic night.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe the garlic bread maybe at the end or, yeah, the next day.
The chef that's trying to impress, like for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Olive vodka.
That's
it
right.
Sounds,
it has a fancy
it
name.
Sounds good.
Yes.
already seem to like it. I don't know. Now, I have a recipe for apple pie. Mm. And it's really Doris's mom's.
Mom's?
Yep. I extracted
it
from her.
Her caramel apple pie?
It's different, you know. It's very, very good.
It's her caramel one, right?
No, it's no caramel. This is the basic one. 6 to 8 cups of apples, any good apples, peel and slice in a pan. Mix with the apples. And that's important. You got to get it all around the apples, not just in the bottom. 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of sugar. She puts a cup, though. She really does.
Maybe that's why it's so good.
That's like the, you know, the other thing we're talking about, you know, like vodka. I would put a cup. I would do it. She says 3/4 to a cup, but I know how generous she can be. 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. Ginger snaps crushed.
Ooh,
and you use 4 to 5 cookies. That's all. Add 1/3 of a stick of butter. And you can be more generous than that. I trimmed it down to make it really right. And I tried it. And it was very good. And add just a little bit of nutmeg. And just put it all together and top it with your crust. I usually use the ones that come frozen, the pan, and make my own. Not make my own. We buy the crust. You can't beat it.
You can't beat those crusts.
You really can't. And the time and the aggravation that goes into baking your own pie crust.
Yeah.
Now, the one place you cannot cut corners is the apples. Don't
right, I know.
Get
I agree.
Canned
I
apples.
I did this. No,
or,
no,
yeah.
Never. Oof. They're hard. They're not
they're
cooked.
Yeah, slimy they're, and smushy.
Oh, don't. And it's so easy to... Well,
yeah,
like
I mean, it's a little time consuming to peel and chop the apples.
Right.
But
it says
6 to 8 cups.
I think it's 5 apples. That's all it is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Decent
size. Exactly. And even if you put in a couple of extra apples, that wouldn't be a bad
thing. Well,
it's nice
to
right?
pile it high before you put your crust because it goes down.
Sinks a bit.
Okay.
Yep.
But here's the thing, though. When you put it all together, the temperature is 275 for about 45 minutes. 375?
Yeah, 375.
Okay. For 45 minutes. Yeah. But before you put it in the oven, you poke those little holes, those little slits, and add a little bit of pure maple syrup.
Oh. Ooh.
All right? That, my friend, is the key. It mixes well. The ginger snaps give it a little snap, but you don't know it's there.
See, that's the part that intrigues me, because until we hit ginger snaps and maple syrup, that's
right.
the same kind of basic
right.
apple pie
no,
recipe
these are
that
the
we
two
enjoy.
Key
but
ingredients.
The ginger snaps, do they get a little soggy and kind of blend
yeah, but when
in
I
with
do,
the pie?
I do remember when I did it, you know, I haven't done it for about 5-6 months now. I had done something wrong. Number one, I had put too many, so I would stick to 4.
Yeah, okay.
And mix it together with the salt and the whole bit.
Ginger
and
snaps.
You got to break it. No, that's what I did. I really... I pounded it too hard.
pulverized it.
Yeah. You don't want to. You need them little pieces in there.
Yeah.
It just absorb the juice.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I did one time. So I'm giving you my little hints the way I do it. Don't go crazy about breaking it up. But break it up. It's got to be smaller pieces. And that's it. And a little nutmeg made a big difference because apple pie needs nutmeg.
And
I guarantee you will say, and I would go to the 1 cup. We like it sweet. I mean, what's sweeter than a pecan pie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would just say, make the cup, have a smaller piece.
There you go.
And that's what I would do.
And you know what you could even do? In maybe instead of the maple syrup, do the caramel? Because I know Mom does it sometimes with caramel.
I didn't hear that one, caramel.
Yeah, she does it with caramel.
Oh, I love caramel. It must be great.
Yeah, that would be a great addition.
It must be unbelievable.
Although maybe it is with maple syrup she does it.
But it's always good, but
you
know, I'd like
after,
to try it.
But even after it comes out, you could drizzle caramel on it.
And I know
that sounds really good.
Yeah, and some of them put a little bit of maple syrup right on top of the crust.
Right.
It taints it a little bit.
Ooh.
And you've got that flavor.
Caramelized.
But going back to the buying and purchasing the crust, it's so great. I used it just a couple days ago. And you know what amazes me? We make our own crust today at Belmont. But because of cost, we feel it's better. And
sure.
I don't know, it's a little less money. It keeps your cost down, your food cost down. But when I use the one we buy by Pillsbury, and I'm not plugging Pillsbury, but it's the better one. I take the off-brand, it's not the same.
Sure.
You know when you trim your pie?
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings, I make something else. I make turnover. I mean, it works that well. It's like a miracle thing.
Mm-hmm.
I go, this is awful nice. Because the one we make at hard, at home, at the restaurant, sometimes to get the trimmings to work well again, you know they're trimmings.
Right.
It works great for the crust, and it's tender and flaky as long as it's not too thick.
Right.
But the one you buy is perfect.
Yeah, it is. You can't go wrong.
No,
yeah.
You can't. So.
I mean, to sit there and, you know, but then, you know, I have this friend Mary at the lake, Newfound, and she swears by making her own crust, and she says it's so easy. She would never buy her crust like that, and
I know.
And she just whips it up like that, but, you know,
well,
I don't know how they do that.
It's a frame, you know, it's mindset. They're going to do it that way because they know how to do it that way.
Yeah, but I guess.
This is a lot easier.
Like a rolling pin? That gives me the woolly.
Yes, I was going to say the part that gets me is anytime I have to roll something, only because whatever it is usually sticks to the rolling pin. So that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. So I put too much flour on it. Then you've got a tough product.
Mess.
It is. It's a mess. It's time consuming. It's frustrating.
Oh, I agree.
But the people that do it and do it well, I have even more respect for them because it's such an art. And to have that kind of patience.
And speaking of flour, King Arthur Flour.
Yes.
They will be here with us next week, all day on Thursday.
You mentioned that quite a while ago. I've been buying King Arthur.
King Arthur Flour.
So it shows you it works.
Yes.
You know, you look down the line, there's so many. I'd like to have some little segment on rice because I don't know that much. I always buy the wrong rice.
There's so many. We were just talking about it. I mean,
Bassani,
any kind
I bought
of product.
For the one I did Sunday. It clumped. It was wet. It was almost like a dumpling in there.
Really?
Yeah, no, I ain't doing that. So next time I'll try the good old Uncle Ben's parboiled. But you get buffalo when you see it. There's so many kinds.
There's so many kinds.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
There are a wide.
You want to keep it economical? Maybe the minute rice. I did. I used minute rice once. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's more pricey.
Right.
You know? But going back to the dinner this Saturday for your loved one, we started with. Well, we're at the end. We're doing. Apple pie, pasta alla vodka, and I don't know, even Carol don't even know. Lately, when I have a cocktail, I have an apple teeny. I am so turned on to that.
See, to me, they're too sweet.
Oh,
that's the
no.
Green. Well, yeah, I think they're too sweet.
Gosh, I love it. I'm actually going from the, you know, the down and dirty one to the apple teenies. And this would be great. You keep the vodka in line all night.
You've got quite a Valentine's Day planned, then.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going out?
I don't even
cooking?
Have any plans.
Are you cooking?
Oh, I don't think so. Not Saturday night. No, we don't cook Saturday night.
Oh, probably go to Jay's.
That's Sunday. Yeah, we'll see.
No,
yeah.
We're going to Gaucho's.
I know. That's someone told me it upstairs.
Yeah.
That's. I know.
So, yeah, it's a
and
big
you
night
know
for
that,
people to go out.
That has been bothering me. Every time I go to the Arrow on Lowell Street, there's always some people standing outside there.
Yeah.
I says, you know. I haven't gone. I'm afraid to say I think it must be 8 years, if they've been in that long, 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't gone back.
Well, do you know, Tyler and I went there for lunch a couple
business.
Weeks ago, and I'm telling you, it was delicious.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
It was very, very good.
There's a lot of people every time I go by at night.
Yep.
He's doing very well, and I says, George Lawrence, it's time to try it.
Yep. Very good. It was very, well, you know, when I called yesterday for reservations, and... At first, she says, I said, you know, 6 o'clock for 4, and she says, no, we have nothing. The only thing we have is 8:30 and 4, and I'm like,
whoa.
Are you kidding? And then, you know, she was flapping her pages.
Wow.
I don't know if it was just like a gimmick. I'm
yeah,
not sure.
She had some.
But then she all of a sudden came up with a slot for us at 6.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good spot. It's different.
Yeah, it's
a lot
different.
Of food, though. Oh, my gosh.
It is. Well, I know that Daryl will like it because he likes meat. I'm not.
I forgot about Daryl and be all
set. Yeah, I mean, he and Brian, too. We're going with Michelle and Brian.
Yeah,
Brian
right.
loves that, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
but, you know, when I went for lunch with Tyler, at lunchtime, you have the choice to have just the buffet or you can have the I think they call them gauchos that go around with the skewers.
Right. Well, that's what usually
that's
happens.
Addition. That's in addition to.
Oh.
But when I went, I didn't get the extra, which
okay.
was just enough for me to just have the buffet, which they
right.
have a couple of the skewered meats on the buffet anyway. Like they had the chicken on the buffet. It was so good. But you should see him, you should see Tyler with that meat.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
Mr. Ex-vegan.
Yeah,
so he chows down.
He is ex-vegan.
He has plenty of meat.
Called me the night before how to cook fried chicken wings.
I know. Tenders
I asked him
and
the next
wings.
Day, how was it? And I said, right up chicken tenders. And it is. It's a lot of work to go through
he
all
was
that.
Telling us on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah
he said he called you from the grocery store.
Yeah. How do I do it? Not too difficult.
But anyway, so,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, we want to certainly take this opportunity, too, to thank our sponsors for making this show possible.
Yes,
so
for
we
sure.
want to thank Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord. And they are your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. And Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester for top quality foods made fresh. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester and Milford, as well as Londonderry. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com. And Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry as well as precision repair.
I have a ring that has a prong that's loose, so I got to go and
yes,
go bring
you
it
do
to,
need to go,
Express
yes.
Jewelry.
It does a great job with repair, but be prepared because while you're in there, your mind will begin creating. Yes, and he can do custom jewelry for you as well. So it's a great place to go. But yeah, every time I go in there shopping for a gift, I come out with ideas for myself.
It's going to be dangerous, you mean?
Yes, absolutely.
How was your daughter's gift?
It was wonderful. We were able. My daughter is at college in Iowa. We bought her a beautiful jewelry from Express Jewelry Center, a necklace. We were able to Skype with her and watch her open it, and she got teary-eyed, which is exactly what we wanted.
That is so nice. That is nice. Dad, thank you very much for coming on and another great segment. People
nice
love your recipes
here.
And tips and yep, all that. And the listeners got to hear of a great Valentine dinner and dessert to make their Valentine for Saturday night. So, all right. And again, tomorrow, Michael Stern, roadfood.com. Check him out. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye-bye.